One of the things that I've been thinking about personally, I love to be like a human-centered leader, love to like empower the team. Something I struggle with is I have a ton of ideas, a ton of things I want to fix, focus on, all that good stuff. And I try not to overwhelm my team with those ideas. So I'm thinking of trying to create like a strategy or goals or something like that for us, so we can kind of prioritize and like hone in on the work that we want to achieve together. That does not come naturally to me. So I'm trying to figure out if there's any good resources or ways to think about that so I can help my team figure out what would be most impactful to work on next.
Okay, so it sounds like you specifically want help addressing the hurdle of how do you take many ideas, evaluate those ideas, and be strategic about which one's going to get chosen. Okay, excellent. And what have you tried so far?
So, being a scrum master by trade, I first had us put all of our like works in progress on a board. I feel like we started off with Trello. I don't know if that was like the right venue for us, so we did move to Jira, and I think folks are a bit more familiar with that. I am the manager of the team, so I'm accountable for our outcomes. And I think sometimes I feel like I need to be the product person that's like bringing these ideas and refining them. And so we have started doing like a refinement. So we'll take ideas and we'll make sure that we all understand them, we all understand why we're doing them, kind of leading like I would lead a scrum team. And that's been helpful. But we still have so many works in progress. I have a separate list I'm working on, and I feel like there isn't like a longer term like goal. We're kind of just making sure that everything we're working on has a place on the board, which is, I think, is a great start.
Okay. And I want to welcome other participants who've joined. Looks like Jackie's joined. So just give a quick recap of our first tricky case, which is Britt had shared that she's struggling with how to not overwhelm the team with ideas, and also, really get everything up on the Scrum board, but also prioritize it, and be strategic around the goals. In the interest of tricky case, everyone is welcome to ask questions and participate. As a leadership development coach, one of the things I want to encourage everyone to do is ask questions, not just push solutions, because that's how we actually help people along, is by helping you see the full breadth of your challenges, not just hit you with advice. So feel free to jump in and ask questions. And if asking questions is a challenge, that in itself can be part of the tricky case. Okay, so we've been getting things up on the board. One thing that's always really helpful to look back on is when you've worked in teams that were really effective, what was most effective in managing an abundance of ideas and getting strategically focused?
I think I usually had someone that could help me. So maybe I could ask someone on my team to like help me rein it in a little bit, or like empower them to say like, that's a great idea, put in the backlog. Maybe that role shift is helpful because it's something that I always have like 50 tabs open. I always have a bunch of things going on, and I worry that the team looks to me for direction and I'm giving too many. So maybe empowering one or more folks to say, like, hey, hold on a second. I think that's worked well in the past.
So it's not so much that you had a manager telling you what to do. It was that there was somebody just wearing this hat of reining it in a little bit. Okay, it looks like we've got a question. And folks, feel free to come off mute if you also feel comfortable just speaking out loud. But you've got how does your supervisor set priorities for you and your team?
That is a great question. I've never had anyone set priorities. I think I do ask for feedback from my manager now, and I have the best manager I've ever had, in terms of like being invested in my career and my success. But yeah, it's always been very hands-off and very self-guided. So I do try to get feedback from her on like, does this sound like a good project? I think a lot of things sound like a good project because there's just a lot of work to do. So
What's the goal of your team? Like, why does your team exist in this company?
yeah, we are the Scrum Masters for our hardware business unit. So, like helping our hardware business unit deliver efficiently, effectively, get our cameras out to customers, and then all the software features that support them. And when I'm like thinking and talking about projects, these are like kind of things outside of our day-to-day a little bit. So, for example, like everyone has their full workload, but creating like a good definition of ready, or creating like documentation on something that folks are asking for, or things like that. We just have a lot of asks coming in from a lot of people.
How do you evaluate the pain level that is associated with each ask?
Don't know if I have. That's a good idea.
What does that make you think about doing with that question?
I think everyone wants everything urgently. So maybe trying to understand the impact a little bit more would help make that decision.
Okay, so there are different ways to measure impact and value of an idea. I threw out pain. Would it be helpful to brainstorm some other ways to evaluate impact and prioritization?
Yeah, I'd love to know how y'all do this.
Okay, audience, everyone else, what are some ways that Brit could evaluate ideas? Jackie says, do they set deadlines for you, the other teams, when they tell you something they need?
Usually no, but I usually try to ask if there is a deadline. So I think that like understanding urgency, or like maybe pushing for more understanding, clear understanding on urgency could be helpful.
Okay. So how urgent is it? Awesome. What are some other ways that Brit and Brit, you can jump in and give your own ideas on ways to evaluate importance of ideas, but what are other criteria you could use to evaluate? We've got pain, we've got time need. What are other ways to be strategic in thinking about what should get the most attention?
Risk.
Risk? Okay. Who said risk and say a little more?
That's
Okay,
me.
great. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like what happens if we don't do it?
So the impact of not taking action. Okay. With these ideas, how would you quantify the dollar value to the business of these ideas?
That's tough. I don't know if I know the answer.
What's the cost that some of the by not doing some of these ideas, what are some of the costs that are happening?
I think I'm trying to think of some of the asks in particular, but maybe folks aren't focused on the right things, which definitely is like wasted effort.
So wasted effort. Are you hitting deadlines?
We
Are you missing
are.
deadlines?
Yeah, we do hit deadlines.
You do hit deadlines. Okay. And what about customer feedback?
And I think overall customer feedback is pretty good. So we're not in like a 911 situation, which I feel like this is how I think my current team is different than a lot of the other teams I've worked with, where I'm used to going in and like fixing like the dumpster that's on fire. This is like a team that goes from good to great. So the urgency is different. And I think that's why it's more difficult for me to prioritize things in this setting.
Okay. So things overall are going pretty well. You could make it more efficient, you could improve, but which do you do without clear criteria? If you saw Jackie's text in, it says if some projects are interconnected, like one requires another to be done, can that help inform priorities? So are any of these interconnected?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point too. Make some notes.
So you mentioned, having someone to help you rein it in. When you think about you being in the role of reining it in, what is the challenge that you feel?
I think I just see a lot of opportunity. And so I get excited and inspired. And so I'll go down a path and then kind of just forget about it and go down another path and do something else. And I was not surprised to learn I was a bit neurodivergent. So I think I've tried to have some like strategies for myself to like help me refocus and like keeping lists and like setting calendar blocks and like the way that I organize myself kind of keeps me on track. And then I do the same for my team. I've had my team kind of struggle with figuring out what to pick up or what to put down. And I'm really good at doing it for the people.
So when you have to do it for others, you can put yourself in that role. But here in this group, when you're sourcing ideas and talking about ideas, you enjoy getting to think in terms of abundance. So it's really hard to be the one reining it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh, I was going to say, I saw your question, Jackie, and sticky notes.
What do you do with sticky notes?
Documenting the idea.
Okay. Are you working with mostly a remote team? Okay, so I'm going to step out of the coaching questions for a moment and say, have you checked out tools like Mural or Miro?
Yes.
Okay, because those can be, the virtual post-it notes where everyone can see, not just what's on your desk.
Yeah, yep. No, we love those. We use that quite a bit for a lot of our like team sessions and things.
Excellent. So in your ideal, because we always want to make sure we're helping folks solve the critical problem for them, it sounds like you want to be able to stay focused on abundance and evaluating lots of ideas and that high energy. Do you want to be the person reining it in, or do you want to bring somebody else in from the team to do that?
That's a good question. I think I always thought that I had to be the one reining it in, but I don't know if I want to be.
Okay. So what do you need to do to be able to answer that for yourself?
I think maybe figuring out like what the other role could look like and if there's someone that's comfortable with it and kind of empowering them to take it.
Okay, so in your ideal, and this is always a great activity to like remove ourselves from identifying with the role that's going to be taken on and just think agnostically. In your ideal, what would this role of reining it in be doing during meetings?
Yeah, I think my ideal for like what I've tried to come up with is like creating like an action statement or something that's like guiding the team, like a strategic principle, and then kind of breaking it down and having like ideas underneath it to like help us push that forward. I was thinking about this yesterday and I have like a whole page full of like things like we take action, we are connected, things like that. And what does that look like? And maybe that's like following up on action items for we take action, or like we're doing regular team building for we are connected, or things like that. Coming up with this is easy and fun, and I like this. I think where this could manifest in like a meeting or another situation is like taking it through to the action of like, How is this documented? How is it prioritized? And how are we like carving off pieces of this to execute on in a way that feels strategic? So we're not trying to do all of these things at once, because that's probably what I would do had I not thought about it.
So it sounds like you're trying to define the values for your team. And by being able to articulate those values, what will that help the team rise to?
I think it'll definitely like kind of let them know like what's important, kind of what like feedback I've gotten about the team or feedback I've heard about where we could add value. So I think that would be helpful.
So give the team some, hey, here's how we be valuable. And these are our rules of engagement. This is how we all agree to function on this team together. And then in thinking about your role as the manager of this team, what do you need to do to make sure these values are lived?
I think I need to find a way to like check in and like hold ourselves accountable for these, because I think we have probably done work in each of the areas I'm thinking of, but it hasn't felt like we are intentionally trying to do X. Here's what we want out of it. Here's how we're going to like iterate on it. So I think I could try to help us hone in on that a little bit.
And so let's pause for a moment. At this point in our tricky case conversation, what are you learning about the challenge that you brought?
I think I'm thinking of ways to like ask for help in solving it. There are folks on my team who are particularly good at this, and I think I've felt like I might have to do this because like I'm the manager, but there might be someone else who knows how to solve this better than me. So maybe employing them to walk me through it and like kind of own this for a little while so like I can learn how to do it better would be useful.
Okay, so bring others in and elevate your own skills. Excellent. And so before we wrap up this part of the tricky case, what is left that you feel like you still need to tackle before we wrap up?
I think I really love, I'm a very visual learner, and I really love kind of seeing how other people do things. So if folks have any like articles or readings or things like that, like I'd love to kind of sit with that a little bit and like learn a bit more about how other people have approached it.
And what specifically, just so everyone knows what your ask is, what would those articles be on specifically?
Maybe like creating strategy or like connecting strategy to action or something like that, I think.
Okay, so we've reached the ask portion of our conversation. So now you do get to give a little bit of advice. If you have an article or you yourself have overcome this, feel free to come off of mute and share. And Britt, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not confident at all and 10 being really confident, how confident do you feel moving forward from today's conversation?
I think I feel probably about a 7. I'm feeling pretty good.
And so what makes it not a 5? You said you feel pretty good.
I think a 5 feels kind of neutral, and I think I don't 100% know how I would go execute, but I feel positive because I feel like I have some good tools.
Okay, so feel positive, but a 7, not higher because you don't know exactly how you're going to go about and execute it. So, coming out of today's conversation, what is a step you do want to commit to taking so you can feel a little more confident?
I think I know who I want to ask for help on this from. And so I think we have a one-on-one tomorrow. So I'm going to put that on our agenda and ask if they could spend some time with me on this.
Okay, and what is that going to do for your confidence in tackling this?
I know that they're particularly good at this. So I think it'll make me feel more confident because I'm the idea person and they're really good at executing. So I think having an accountability partner would be helpful.
Okay. So what do you need to plan in terms of your ask or do, set your intention for so that coming out of here, your confidence is higher?
I think I need to kind of write down some of the thoughts that I have so I can like have a focused conversation. But I feel pretty good.
Okay. When are you going to make the time to have that, put your thoughts down so that you can focus tomorrow's conversation?
Probably after this.
Okay. Awesome. So now, where's your confidence at?
I'd say an 8, but still always healthy skepticism.
Okay, healthy skepticism is good, but you're able to take one more action as a result of just thinking it through a little bit further. Okay, Jackie has posted that they have a Trello resource that they can share. So, want to make sure to make sure you two can be connected. Can you direct message each other your contact info so that you can get that Trello resource?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you, Britt, for being the focus of our tricky case forum. And we wish you a lot of success. Please do let me know how it goes, because I want to hear how overcoming the challenge goes. Does anyone else have a tricky case that they want to bring to focus today? We do have the hour if you want to. No worries. Well, thank you for joining today. Really great to get to meet you all. And thanks for texting in, even if you didn't come off of mute. Sharing resources is really great. And I do these every month, so I'll add you to the list that you can join if you want to come to the one in May.
Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.